Hey everyone, welcome back to Daily Virtue. It's your boy Logan Cruz here, and let me tell you, today's topic hits close to home: self-awareness. Ever feel like you're just reacting to life instead of actually living it? You know that feeling when you make a decision, but deep down, you have this nagging doubt, like, did I really choose this, or did some impulse hijack my brain? Yeah, me too. But here's the thing. Self-awareness is your secret weapon against those impulsive decisions and that feeling of being out of control. It's about understanding your thoughts, emotions, strengths, weaknesses, the whole shebang. And when you have that clarity, making better choices becomes a breeze. Now, let's dive into 5 key takeaways that will supercharge your self-awareness game. Number 1. Pay attention to your gut feelings. That little voice inside your head? It's not just random noise. Those gut feelings are often based on subconscious cues and past experiences. The more you listen to them, the better you'll understand what truly resonates with you. Ever feel that sinking feeling before a meeting or an event? Maybe it's telling you something isn't quite right, and sometimes those subtle signals can save you from potential headaches. Number 2. Identify your triggers. We all have those things that set us off a certain comment, a specific situation, even a particular song. Knowing what pushes your buttons allows you to navigate them with more grace. Instead of reacting impulsively, you can choose a calmer, more thoughtful response. Think about it like this. Knowing your triggers is like having a GPS for your emotions. It helps you avoid those roadblocks and get where you want to go smoothly. Number 3. Embrace vulnerability. I'm talking about being open and honest with yourself, even about the things that make you uncomfortable. Admitting your weaknesses and fears isn't a sign of weakness, it's a sign of strength. By acknowledging them, you can start to work through them and build genuine confidence. Remember, true growth happens outside our comfort zones. So, don't be afraid to take a leap of faith and embrace the unknown. Number 4. Practice mindfulness. This isn't just about meditating on a mountaintop, although that sounds pretty cool. It's about being present in the moment, paying attention to your thoughts, feelings, and sensations without judgment. Try taking a few deep breaths before making a big decision or facing a challenging situation. Mindfulness can help you stay grounded and make choices from a place of clarity rather than reacting out of fear or stress. And finally, number 5. Seek feedback. Don't be afraid to ask for honest opinions from people you trust. They can offer valuable insights into your blind spots and areas where you might need to grow. Remember, we all have blind spots. It's part of being human. The key is to acknowledge them and work on improving. Think of feedback as a gift and opportunity to learn and evolve. Now let's talk about a real-world example. Imagine this. You're at work, and your boss asks for your input on a project. You know you have some great ideas, but suddenly, you feel overwhelmed by self-doubt. Your mind races with thoughts like, what if I mess up, or they won't like my suggestions? Sound familiar? That's when self-awareness comes in handy. First, acknowledge those feelings. Don't try to suppress them, just let them be there. Then, ask yourself, what are the root causes of this anxiety? Is it fear of failure? A past experience where your ideas were dismissed? Once you understand the source of your fear, you can start to address it. Maybe it's time to practice speaking up more in meetings or seek out feedback from mentors. By taking those steps, you'll build confidence and become more comfortable sharing your ideas. So remember, self-awareness isn't about being perfect. It's about continuous growth and learning. It's about understanding yourself better so you can make choices that align with your values and goals. As always, thanks for tuning into Daily Virtue. Remember, take what resonates, leave the rest, and keep striving for that daily dose of virtue. I'll catch you in the next episode.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.